The alternative. liberty and justice for all.
There is a list up here for attendance if you have a sign. We have a chance now for a brief public comment. You'll have to stand and identify yourself and try to keep your comments to 3 minutes. Anybody?
Sue Olsland, 1135 Valley Street, Alberta. I would just like to say that there is scripture from the New Testament, the Gospel of John, that says, "Let he who is without sin cast the first stone." Translation meaning, who are we to judge? We are all sinners in some way. And when we sit amongst leaders and village citizens and are aware of transgressions, be it theft of gas from an employer or other entity, residing in an illegal building, whereby escaping a rightful taxation assessment, condoning lack of respect by village employees towards tax-paying residents of this village, or using village property as in the dumpster for one's personal use, or stealing village water for your own business, really, who are we then to judge another?
Thank you.
Now, the whole comment that she has made, have you got the proof of it?
That's fine.
I can make the same comment back to them. Do it by law.
Anybody else? Yes.
Janet Whiting, I live at 5560 Gordian Road, Frankfurt. I am a commercial property owner and a business owner in Alberta. And I just want to take a moment to express my appreciation and high regard for Ken Bonney and all that he does in this community. He takes being a DPW superintendent to such a great level. He really is about bettering the lives of the people that live here and work here in Alberta. And he's a true steward
of his work. Thank
you.
Welcome. Anybody else?
I have something. First of all, you don't have to sign an attendance sheet, and you don't have to even identify yourself when giving public comments, so any requirement that you are arbitrarily requiring should cease and desist in that. Secondly, this agenda item, I think you should go back and amend it because it says theft of village property. Who determined that when this agenda was put together before even an investigation was completed? And why in the world would you come to that conclusion? And that's slander in writing, possibly. And this is possible litigation against you for what you're doing. You know, I've had my issues with Ken in the past, but we got past it, and I think that you have to give the guy the benefit of the doubt in something as stupid as trying to steal things that have little value, and he could have taken numerous instances, he could have taken that property to throughout his career in Alberta and did it in the daylight. And I think that this is all just absurd.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I see. He's taken vehicles home and worked on them for a little bit of nothing. And he could have taken anything off of Captain if he wanted it. And why does he want this little building? Stupid.
Anybody else? Okay, moving on to the agenda items. The first one is theft of building property. Robin, do you want to?
I made copies of the police report and a letter from the district attorney. And the district attorney has declined to prosecute.
Yeah.
So,
let's try to keep the order in the screen, if we could. Thank you.
If we could?
Yes, if we could.
I would just like to ask one question. Is the building still at your property?
No, it's on my trailer.
Where's your trailer?
Right where it was, behind the shop.
Okay. Just asking.
Hold it. This is not going to be one like this, I'll tell you right now. Let's try to be professional. You'll have a chance. You had 3 minutes before. You're going to have 3 minutes afterwards. That's exactly what you're going to get.
Before we move to item number two, I would like to read the letter that we received this evening around 5 o'clock p.m. from the prosecuting attorney as a matter of record for all of you who were so nice to come out this evening. The letter is directed to Detective Sergeant Troy Lamerson, Benson County Sheriff's Department, May 5th, 2014, regarding Kenneth Bonney with a complaint number. Dear Detective Sergeant Lamerson, I have reviewed the report associated with this case and am declining to authorize criminal charges against Mr. Bonney. Larceny requires that I prove beyond a reasonable doubt that at the time the property was taken, the defendant intended to permanently deprive the owner of the property. Based on the information we have, I do not believe that I can meet this burden of proof. As you are aware, the standard of proof in a criminal matter is very high, and it is my opinion that we do not have enough evidence of intent to go forward with this case. Sincerely, Sarah M. Swanson, prosecuting attorney. And attached to that is a copy of the police report that was filed with Detective Lamerson. This is a matter of record.
And Mary, I'll get you a copy of the letter and the police report for that.
Okay, I'd like to give Ken a chance to talk. Tell me exactly what this is all about, in your own words.
I need my trailer.
That's it.
I own the trailer. I needed it to haul some stuff.
But there was village property on the trailer.
What do you want me to shove it off in the swamp and wreck it?
There was village property on the trailer, yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. And you took the village property off the village property. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Ken.
Hey, listen.
Ask him if he He wants to pay for your attorney.
We're not gonna run this meeting like.
Ken, you're not gonna be interrogated.
I'm just asking you what happened.
You know what? You had my phone number forever. Why didn't you call me? Every one of us has my phone number.
The prosecuting attorney has dismissed this, so I think we need to run.
Do you need the same circumstance as a council member, as somebody that is in the prosecuting attorney's office? You need the same evidence.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
There's a crime. He says there's no crime, but can we question that person without?
I think it's a little late. I would think that the question should have been asked before the trial.
Okay. Before you filed the police report.
Okay. I have a question. Where's the employee relations committee in all this involvement in this? What do they call it?
Not under that, because if you view that as something like that, there you have to bring it up.
Okay, let's move on to
I have a question. I don't know about everybody else. I got the prosecuting attorney's thing, just in fact I don't even know that it was intended for me. It was sitting on the table. I took it. The only information that I got as a council member was the agenda that I just now picked up. I haven't been in the post office, so I didn't even see it there. So my question is, what is the intent of this meeting, and what decision do we hope to make on the first agenda item of theft of a building?
We're just discussing the theft of a building. There is no decision made.
Why are we having a special meeting when we can't afford a council meeting coming up on the 15th? And I don't remember having that in our deficit elimination plan for something this silly.
Well, I'm done. Okay. Is there anybody else?
If you want to answer that, I'd like to know. How was the whole thing put into process to contact the sheriff's office to begin with? Why wasn't there just a call?
Who did the police report?
Say,
who filed that?
You know, did you move the trailer? You know, what were you doing? Why couldn't it have been just taken care of with a simple phone call rather than involving the sheriff's department from the get-go? How did it transpire that the sheriff's department was called? I'd like to know that.
My decision. I got a phone call from someone who told me that it had been taken from the premises. I went and looked, it was gone. And at that point, I don't know about your definition of theft, but mine is taking something that doesn't belong to you without permission. And that's what happened. So I called and wanted an investigation.
Well, I did some.
You're out of order. I'm going to have to ask the people to leave. That's all.
I did some research.
Under any rule, if the audience can't be quiet, then you're just legally shutting the meeting off right there. We're not going to leave. Okay. Good.
I did some research on theft, and as defined online with six different locations, theft is the taking of someone else's property, and number two, the requisite intent to deprive the victim of the property permanently. In the World English Dictionary, as another one, the definition of theft is the dishonest taking of property belonging to another person with the intent of depriving the owner permanently of its possession. A person intentionally takes personal property of another with the intent to convert it to his use. Without proof of intent to deprive, no criminal act has occurred. I found this very easily online. the intent, and I don't know why we'd want to question the statements made by our prosecuting attorney. There is not...
Didn't we just get it?
We did, but so this should be the end of item number one. I don't know why we're pursuing the discussion.
Is that a motion?
I think that was what Reggie said 10 minutes ago.
No, he wanted to interrogate Ken and the issue of that.
I want to interrogate Ken, I want to give Kenny a chance to speak. Why did you call him? Why did, you know, that's all.
Okay, so it's...
Does he get a chance to interrogate you next?
Number two.
So, I still haven't had my question answered. It doesn't do any good to tell somebody they can answer a question if you don't answer it. What is the intent of this meeting? What do you, Reggie, and you, Robin, hope to accomplish with this meeting other than a discussion, or did it get blown out of the water because of the police report? Robin, why would you not call Kenny? Do you think he's dishonest? Has he ever done anything? It is not of his character, nor has it ever been of his character to do anything dishonest. What would make you call the sheriff and not Kenny? Or not call the Employees Relations Committee? I don't understand. I'd like an answer, please. I'm not you, Ken. I'm talking to Robin.
I wanted an independent investigation of the removal of the building, and I thought that that was the best way to do it.
Well, my question was, and I wanted to know right now, people saw the trailer go down the road. So a load of stuff that came from a building. There was no question, Kenny did not make a statement. He should have said something to the people in the office that he was going to take his trailer with his equipment that's on it, but he'll bring it back when he's done. And that is what should have been done. As far as being a theft or anything like that, if it would have stayed in it, I saw him bring it back yesterday. But beside the point, is this. I believe Kenny is an honest person, don't get me wrong. But when people see something like that, there's questions asked. And when the questions are asked, they've got to be answered.
We should go to and ask them.
Why did Kenny not make the statement to somebody in the office or the mayor pro tem that they're going to do?
I have to ask your permission to use my equipment.
To take anything off the building property, whether it's on your equipment or anything else. By law.
The whole due process with this thing has the due process in our January 20, 2011 council minutes, we have a statement. January 20, 2011, regular council meeting minutes. This is a committee report by the Employee Relations Committee. And this is a direct quote. This is available online at the village website. Employee Relations Committee report. Our Manville discussed the recent Employee Relations Committee meeting. He said the chain of command for employee relations issues was outlined. Problems would first be brought to the village president. If he is unable to resolve the problem, it would be turned over to the committee, and then finally to the whole council. My question is, why this is coming to the council? Why has it circumvented the Employee Relations Committee? If there was an issue or a question, why weren't they involved before coming to council? This whole thing is in direct violation of our own policy.
We would not go to a committee to wait and then call the police on theft. What would happen? Use your common sense. If there's a threat, you don't go through a committee to wait to call
Hey, I would next to Matt. Shut right off.
All right, we're going to move to item two. Now. DPW superintendent. Now, this is a different item, not the same one. Now, since I've been gone, Donna's been in charge of the village. She has some concerns she'd love to speak about.
I have reservations about Mr. Bonney's continued position as the DPW superintendent. If it had been up to me, when he stood up at the council meeting in, I think it was February, and screamed at us and told us what hours he was going to work and when he wasn't going to work, and if he was going to plow, it was going to be overtime, and if we didn't pay him overtime, he wasn't going to plow, and a million other instances like that. I mean, that would have, if he had worked solely for me, he would have been fired that on the spot. And I just, I don't think it's in the best interests of the village that he continue to have total disregard for the wishes of council, Reggie, or myself, acting as his supervisor.
I'd like to ask Robin, as a trustee of this council, and again, I go back to the policy, the procedure, the due process that was established by this council and adopted in those minutes, January 20th of 2011. Things start with the president, they go to the employee relations committee, and then they come to council. I'm like, I want to know, if you have some things, I haven't seen them. We don't have them here tonight, I don't have them to evaluate them. But was the employee relations committee involved in any of your accusations as set forth by the village president in 2011, prior before coming to this legislative body this evening?
2011?
In 2011, January 20, 2011, our Manville discussed the recent employee relations committee. Problems would first be brought to the village president. If he is unable to resolve the problem, it would be turned over to the committee and then finally to the whole council. I want to know why. I want to know if the Employee Relations Committee has dealt with any of these issues that you've identified. Joyce is on the committee. Have you been involved?
No.
Have you been involved, Diane?
No.
So the whole process, the due process that we've established in 2011 has been violated because that step is missing in the process. Do we have any documentation substantiating any committee performance conferences with Mr. Bonney regarding any accusations that are made tonight? Are there any signed and dated notes showing his performance in performance evaluations with either the village president, step one, or the employee relations committee, step two? The employee relations committee is a standard report every month in a council meeting. And month after month, for those of you who've been here or if you go back to old minutes, the Employee Relations Committee has made no reports of any activity to this council except when our second DPW person was hired last fall. And so, Mr. Bonney, I have one question if I could ask you. Have you been asked to attend any performance reviews with the Employee Relations Committee as it stands now, that being our village president or our village president pro tem, or with Trustee Joyce Gatrill, or with Trustee Diane Jones?
No.
Thank you.
Have you ever been made aware of anything, Mr. Bonney, that is in your file? Have you had any recommends or anything in writing that would lead you to believe that you would be here this evening in this situation?
No.
That's probably the problem. There hasn't been a file set on anything.
Seems to me that I've been on Diane, I've got all this thing all worked out, everybody's wrong. They're not wrong. The right thing is to bring the subject up before the board.
It wasn't a theft.
Here we go.
We're done with that, Ken. We're on to
HW. But here you sat there talking about all the different things not done. Why didn't you bring that up to Ross?
Where was his?
I didn't know what was on the agenda tonight. I had
you
no idea.
You know that the problem was coming up.
I had no idea. All I knew was the little words on this agenda. Theft of village property, DPW superintendent, Parks and Recreation Commission. That is all the information I've been given as a trustee. I would like to say one other thing. Out of the General Law Village Handbook, page 76, in a matter of a situation where there is potential discipline of an employee or an officer, or potential discussion of termination, it needs to be the employee should have had opportunity to request a closed session. If there's a situation for discipline, and for the village council, and this is from the State Open Meetings Act as well, the only things that can be discussed in a one of the few things that can be discussed is if discipline was a possible topic. So from the General Law Handbook, page 154, what can we discuss in a closed meeting? There are only a few circumstances where a closed meeting is allowed, and these include discussing an employee or officer discipline, etc., when the employee or officer requests a closed meeting. And the statement from the State Open Meeting Act Handbook is almost verbatim to that. So not knowing if there was discipline or not, I mean, I had to take a shot in the dark at what was going to happen here this evening. But if someone on this council knew that a potential discipline or discussion of termination was going to take place, he should have been given the opportunity to request it to be done in a closed meeting, not in front of the whole community.
Did you have a chance to request that?
I don't even know what was happening.
Did you have a chance to request a closed meeting? Because that's one of the things I asked, and that's exactly what I understood. And since I did not receive anything from him that he wanted to close.
Well, how would he know?
You got the same agenda that we got, and all it says is theft of village property. Doesn't even say who the theft occurred by.
Okay,
and DPW superintendent. How would he know?
Then ask to
request a closed meeting.
We can go to closed meeting if you're asked.
No, we can't.
Yes, we can. We can go right now if you want to.
No, you need to finish your agenda.
You cannot legally go to a closed meeting.
Kenny asked for a closed meeting, that can be done right then. Okay, all right. So we're going to continue?
Robin, what I would like to request is if you have anything in writing, I would, as a trustee, I would like to see that before I can consider any possible discipline action. I have the right to see those accusations. and the accused has the right to meet and explain, to discuss, to have the opportunity to remedy. There's a process that needs to happen, but I'd like to see those in writing, please.
Okay. Let me also quote from the General Law Village Handbook, which says, Mr. Bonney is an at-will employee and he can be fired for any reason or no reason. End of story.
I've done some research on that as well and have been advised that, yes, Mr. Bonney is an at-will employee and can be dismissed and he can quit. However, if you want to look at federal websites, dismissal of in an at-will situation, you need to have some justifiable information. You don't just let somebody go because you want to. You better be ready for something to back it up. As a trustee, I am not ready to put the village in a lawsuit position. We've already got enough. So if you're talking about dismissal or termination, I'm going to need to see some documentation or it will not have my support.
Were you at the February meeting when Mr. Bonney screamed at us and told us when he was going to work and stormed out of the meeting?
Oh, you are a great puppet. There may be issues. Have they been processed properly? The whole thing has skipped the step of going to the Employee Relations Committee. This is the legislative body. It is the last step, not the second step or the first step.
Well, I think that everybody on this council is sufficiently aware of what happened at the meeting. They're aware of the fact that we passed the no overtime policy and then in the next month got $1,500 worth of overtime because he refused to abide by it. I'm sure everyone is aware that in the middle of a blizzard, he calls Emily and tells her that he's not going to plow till Monday morning. Which he knew was going to set everybody off, and he knew it wasn't going to be true. We had 3 stop signs down in the village over the last 3 weeks. I had to say, finally, last week, we have legal jeopardy because we have signs down, and somebody runs through one of those intersections where we know the sign to be missing, and failed to put it back up, and were in legal jeopardy. And finally, after 3 weeks, he gets some minimum wage guy to dig a hole while he stands there and watches him, and puts up a sign. I mean, there's just incident after incident after incident.
Do you have a record of those? Because I'd like to
see that in his file. As Employee Relations Committee member, I've never seen it in the file. And I would think legal jeopardy would be where we had like 8 inches of snow and nobody could get out of their driveway this winter and he couldn't plow. He can't.
There was never a time when there was 8 inches of snow and he couldn't plow. Never.
The first thing is,
on the Friday we had a blizzard when he called Emily and said he wouldn't plow until Monday morning. The county had pulled their plows off the street, so had most municipalities, and the snow quit overnight and he was out the next morning plowing. There was never a time when you had 8 inches of snow and he didn't plow.
The county was never plowed, it doesn't work so well.
So why did his job, any of this? Problem?
Why wasn't any of this brought up during the Employee Relations Committee times at the council meetings?
It was May.
Nothing was ever said. Nothing.
Yeah. It's May. All of a sudden, it's
private. There's a
I mean, when we sat down with Kenny,
nothing was said.
He swears when he storms out of the room.
And what do you do?
The step number 2, folks, is missing, the Employee Relations Committee. I need to read it again, January 20th of 2011. We approved this. We accepted this policy. It's a statement by the village president. Problems would first be brought to the village president. This is his chain of command, and it was pointed out to us, council members, early on a number of times. There will be a chain of command. particularly with DPW, because of things, the way things had happened in the past. He was not going to tolerate that. We will have a chain of command, and this is how it'll be. He is first, the committee is second, and council is the final decision.
Move on.
So what's your recommendation, Robin?
I want to put it in his employ.
Are you making a motion?
Let's take a roll call.
Make a motion.
I didn't hear that.
There's all kinds of these things going on, like happened the last 2-3 years with Reggie, every time something happens. Is there something wrong there?
Would you like to repeat your statement that there's enough people out there that don't want to have this happen?
Listen, do we have, is somebody going to make a motion here?
No, I never figured on having Kenny fired, but I do know that Kenny should be up front when he's on his work and make a proper document every day of the work that he's doing. And that is only an honest part of it. The problem here right now is there's a lot of questions. I have had lots of telephone calls, and they've all been copied. Why he didn't do this, why he didn't do that. And I said, I'm not on that board. I'm not on that board.
Because he's only one person trying to do the job of a whole.
Where are we?
It seems to be an awful, it seems to be a problem with this particular council, because as soon as you mention anything about Kenny, whether it's good or bad, I mean, usually if it's bad, the first thing we have is Diane making comments how good he is. Well, Kenny's a good worker. We all know that, so why make that kind of a statement? Secondly, all we need to do is make the statement we're going to hire or keep him working or recommend him, or what we're going to do.
That's what I'm here for. I'm here to take it to the committee.
Because it appeared that I would make a suggestion that you
referred to you.
I have motion that we've. I'd like to make a statement before we go any further. Again, from the village handbook, page 76. In regards to terminating employees, minimizing the risk. Consider whether the decision to terminate is inconsistent with prior statements concerning an employee's good performance, such as in a job evaluation, or is it inconsistent with previous actions taken by the employer, such as a recent promotion or a pay increase? With the DPW going to one person, we recently increased his hours to 40 because he's the lone ranger, and we gave him a raise, and now you want to fire him.
I move that we refer it to the Employee Relations Committee and then put it on the agenda for him.
What is it? You said refer it.
Refer the future employment of Mr. Bonnie to the Employee Relations Committee for a decision and put it on the agenda for May.
May I suggest that if you're going to be using the reason of at-will employee, we cannot afford any more litigation. And I would suggest advice from our village attorney as to the propriety of that action. Impossible repercussions. It'd be cheaper to have a call than it would be to pay a lawsuit.
Well, that's one thing that I'm against calling the attorney again. When we make a decision from the employee committee, that's not a final decision. It comes in front of the full council.
You don't care if the village.
So it really doesn't matter.
So you don't care if the village gets.
What did I just say? That decision from the employee committee is not final. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It comes in front of the full council anyway, for the full council to make a decision. Then you can question whether it's legal or not.
Should council members be advised as to how our legal position is, so that we know before we vote if there's a potential lawsuit here or not? Wouldn't we like to know that? Before I can vote, I want to know that.
Anytime there's any insubordination, it is automatic. And I can see that that has happened because I know that there was my question that was between Kenny and Robin, that there's insubordination when, no matter what, if because she was a mayor pro tem and tells him to do something and it's not them.
It goes to the Employee Relations Committee, Ken. That's step two.
That's what we're going to do.
Well, we all get a copy of Kenny's file and all the, obviously, the wrongdoings that have been over the last several months. Should be running somewhere, right? So maybe we can all get a copy of that. Yeah, we can't make any decisions.
I just want to make a decision. We just carry on to the next meeting.
I made a motion.
I'll second. All in favor?
Opposed, no.
I'm opposed.
Do we want to do a roll call on this? I think we ought to do a roll call on this. Robin, for the sake of our clerk who's new, would you repeat the motion? Would you repeat the motion for, please?
That we refer the matter of the DPW superintendent, Mr. Bonney's continued employment with the village.
What I'm saying, the DPW superintendent,
future employment with the village to the Employee Relations Committee and put it on the May agenda.
I didn't hear the instruction to that.
Who was the second on that?
Ken did.
Roll call. It's your turn, Mary. You get to call us. Mary's new. You get to call us one by one by name. You can start whichever end of the table you'd like, and you need to record.
Legally, you go alphabetically.
Oh, geez.
Yes.
Mr. Holmes.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
James.
No. Linda, you're first. Linda Manco, sorry.
No.
Mr. Manco.
No.
Okay. Okay. No. She wasn't a good one for the clerk, the first one asked.
I was yes.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. So, what does that leave us?
Well, as president, you're going to declare that motion passed or failed?
It's failed. Yeah.
But that you need to, for her sake.
What's the motion? I am so lost.
The motion that Robin made to refer the matter regarding Mr. Bonney's future employment with the village to the Employee Relations Committee and then be on the May agenda.
So we're going to do that.
We just did that. Robin made the motion.
That on the
Ken seconded it, and then the roll call vote ended up 4 no's and 3 yeses, and the president has declared the motion is not passed. Motion failed.
So we're not doing it.
Motion fail.
Is there any other discussion about the meeting? We're trying to run a meeting here. That's okay.
Is there any other discussion with the DPO superintendent?
Okay, I move we dismiss Mr. Bonney from his employment.
Walk forward, second.
Could I hear a second?
Do I have a second? I'll second.
Who was that?
There is a move. I'm sorry?
She was asking.
I didn't hear who seconded it.
I did. The motion is dismissed.
Right.
Oh, sorry. It's wearing me out. Now I'm just setting up better. Ms. Gaetrol?
No.
No. Okay, I should have just down. Oh, Diane, you're supposed to be first. Diane?
No, Diane's third.
Okay, well, you have it alphabetically.
Oh, no, I didn't.
You were sure? Kevin, just come. Linda, Amanda. No, Jeanne. Linda?
No.
Ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Absolutely not.
Right.
No.
No.
I didn't get it.
She said first.
I knew you meant no, Brown, but I wrote no before you answered. I mean, yes, whatever. I wrote it the right way.
Okay, motion is denied. 502, is that right?
Yes. Correct.
Any other discussion of the DPW?
I think he's doing an outstanding job.
I have one comment I'd like to make too. I feel that this accusation is an attack on Ken's character. And his character, the definition of character is personality, moral strength. Person is judged by his actions and his reputation. I feel that Ken's character is full of integrity. The definition of that is intactness, firmness of character, and honesty. And I think that we just put one hell of a damper on that, and for that, Ken, I apologize. Amen. He's the lifeblood of the public works of this village. He understands everything in this village. He's invaluable, and removing him would be disastrous.
Nobody.
Finding someone to replace him that could tolerate the nonsensical accusations that people constantly put up is going to be impossible.
Everybody has their own opinion.
And yeah, I do. And thank you for giving me my time to say it.
Everybody has their opinion, and I hope everybody respects each other's opinion. That's what I'm saying.
Well, why are you cutting her off?
The people in this audience that continue to disrupt this, you're showing your real character. I'm done right now. This is a meeting. And, you know, I'm trying to run a meeting here. That's all. And you're doing is disrupting it. If you would just let the council run this meeting, it's fine.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
I agree. Okay.
But we're not done with that. I have a question for Ken and Reggie. Or Robin and Reggie, You both voted to dismiss Ken Bonney. And I just wonder that in that decision, in what way have you prepared the outcome of that decision? What would be your intent for, who would be responsible for our water and sewer?
We would take care of it.
How would you take care of it?
We'd be contracted,
Frankfurt. That's what this is all about.
I don't think we have the money for that.
Yeah.
Who would replace Ken Bonney? Did you have somebody in mind? I mean, if you're going to dismiss somebody, my guess would be that you had somebody else in mind to take his place. I just wondered
My assumption would be that we would follow the hiring policy that we passed a couple months ago, post it for 10 days, take applications, and select somebody.
Just like we follow the policy of Christmas.
Okay, anything else?
At the next council meeting, we are going to have to discuss who is going to be. Because of your two positions, you are essentially Ken's boss, and that relationship has sort of been a little dampered. So you may have to report to the Employee Relations Committee as a whole.
Well, see, now that's an argument that you just made, that now you want to skip the first two steps, is that right?
No.
Well, you just said that you're going to go to the employee
committee
first.
This is something that can be discussed at the next meeting.
No. Well, there is no discussion if you want to go by the policy that has been stated here.
I'm talking about him being under you two.
That's exactly
that.
What?
You just wanted to fire him.
It has nothing to do. What did you just say? I don't like him. What was that?
That's pretty obvious.
That's what I mean. You just espouse one thing, and the same group of people are espousing something else. So you just do it to fit your own needs.
You're right.
You know, I think we're gonna cancel the rest of this meeting because I'm not gonna go on with this.
So we're not going to finish the agenda?
Yeah, they're going to get rid of them
too.
How much did this cost the village?
Yeah.
Pay for that.
Yeah.
The accuser?
Oh, I know. This is better than TV. Yeah. God, they're reruns.